I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me remotely from the Missipillian Art League is board member and festival chair of the Big Draw, Rosemary Conley. Welcome, Rosemary.
Hi, Paul. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so glad you could join us today. And you know, before we went on air, I was telling you that I was on Delaware Scene, and I'm just overwhelmed by the amount of programming you're able to do at the Missipillian Art League with art classes at a time when many organizations that aren't blessed with the kind of space that you have are much more restricted in what they're able to do. Let's talk a little bit first about the Missipillian Art League, how you've been handling the COVID crisis and reopening, and then we'll get to the upcoming 2020 Big Draw Festival Delaware.
Everything was closed, you know, from the end of March for a while, and I don't know actually when we were able to open up for a few days a week and at limited capacity, but whenever the, you know, the stage was that we could do that, that we did. And we, because we have our gallery, and then we have a separate, what we call the annex, where we hold classes, and we have a complete pottery studio, and we are able to spread out the tables enough so that every student has their own table, and they're 12 feet, they're 6 feet apart, and everyone wears a mask, and there's hand sanitizer readily available, and so it's lots of cleaning before and after, and we're able to do it. And our community has decided that they feel safe enough to come out and take classes. So it was a learning curve for us. We did do some Zoom classes, but we found that folks like to come out and be there. And after being on lockdown for so long, I think they were kind of ready to be out and were willing to, you know, to mask up and be separate. So.
And have you been able to service the wide age range that you typically service with your classes?
Yes, yes. We have kids clubs as well, in the, with the younger kids and then the older kids. And again, it's all masked and separated. So yeah, we are continuing to be able to do that. So we're sort of adapting. You know, we think we're artists. We have to be able to think outside the box and figure out ways to still bring a quality arts program to our community. So we're really excited about it, and we've learned a lot, and we're just continuing to learn and try to make things better and better. Our exhibits have been live as well without receptions. We haven't held any live receptions, but we have had our work on exhibit, and also because of people not feeling comfortable necessarily coming out at all, we have figured out a way to photograph everything and have some tours of our gallery so that people can go to our website and they can see the work and purchase it. And so again, just trying to adapt and trying to figure out ways to make it work.
Now, I have to imagine that not only for the students that come in for classes, and the patrons who come in to look at the gallery, this must just be a godsend for the artists themselves.
In what way do you mean, being able to still?
In terms of being able to teach, to be able to continue their practice and
absolutely
interact with the patrons.
Absolutely. We're also really interested in creating some really great benefits for our artists. So, you know, not only can they still show their work, we had more sales in our last show than we normally do, which was really kind of exciting, you know. And we think that people are maybe rethinking their priorities. You know, what's important to me, and art is something that's lasting. And also, what they're telling us is they really want to support the arts, and that's really thrilling to hear that. So we're very gratified.
Now, you touched on it a few minutes ago, but I'm curious, one of the concerns arts organizations, theaters, concert halls have is how confident people will be in coming back to their venues. How did you communicate to your patrons that it would be safe to come into the Missipillian Art League?
We send out newsletters to our members, and Facebook and email and every means of social media that we can do, and lots of word of mouth. You know, we're all cheerleaders for the Miss Billion Art League, so getting the word out in many ways.
Now, you are one of the art anchors in Milford there, and clearly with your schedule, you've been quite busy. I'm curious, have you noticed a difference in Milford this past summer over previous summers in terms of just general activity?
I don't know that I can really answer that. I'm not
okay.
Sure.
I was just curious because I know, you know, the Riverfront Theater is right there, and they've had
Everything.
There are a couple other galleries right on the main street there.
Reed and her gallery 37 is there. Right. She's open. We are open now Wednesday to Saturday. So we have a little bit different hours, but trying to maintain a consistency to it so that people know we're open those days.
Have the restaurants in town there been able to serve at all?
Yes, they have. And again, everyone is masked up, all the staff, and tables are being put outdoors. One of our favorite restaurants is the West Side over there, and they had tables outside, and we had a nice breakfast with friends just yesterday or Sunday morning. So yes, and in fact, it seems like they're doing okay. There's lots of takeout for people who don't want to sit in the restaurant, but I was also in Arenas the other day. And again, they've got it spaced out, but people were outdoors in their outdoor space as well. So everyone really wants to support our community, and we're all, you know, we're sort of all doing our part.
Well, that's really great to hear. But I'd like to shift gears now to the Big Draw Festival, the 2020 Big Draw Festival. I know you have a lot to share there. This is one of those events that puts Milford, Delaware on an international map. you'll have to talk about, I saw a publication where your Big Draw Festival was actually featured with some pictures in some publication. So let's talk about the Big Draw Festival, how it got started and what it is and what you're planning for this year.
Right. The Big Draw Festival actually originated in the UK in the year 2000, and it has since spread to about 25 or more countries around the world to celebrate drawing and art and mark making. And its really sole purpose is just to encourage people to get out and make art and see how much fun it can be and how good it is for you. So it's sort of just a wonderful festival in that, you know, there, it's not a fundraiser. We're not trying to raise money. It's strictly for the enjoyment of art. And so I learned about it when I was traveling in Barcelona a few years ago and brought it to the Miss Billion Art League last year and said, you know, what do you think about this? And it was such a great event. We had lots of outdoor things that we did and closed the street and brought in sand and had sandcastles and, you know, just lots and lots of fun things. Every Saturday we had free events for families and kids, and every week they'd be, you know, looking forward to what we were going to do next week. So when this pandemic hit, you know, we looked at each other and said, well, we could cancel, but we don't want to, you know, what can we do? How can we still have a festival without a festival? Mm-hmm. So we really brainstormed a lot and decided that we could do it, that we could hold classes if we did, as we said, with social distancing and masks and, you know, lots of cleaning and disinfecting. And that rather than a big street event where you come and do things, why not put together a booklet? In fact, it's still in the production stages, but we're creating this booklet. We have created it that we're calling our idea booklet. And it is filled with activities that kids and their families can do at home. And then we encourage them to take photos of what they've created and post it on our social media so that they're doing it at home, but they're also, we want them to feel part of this whole festival by seeing their work on our sites as part of this. The theme, I should tell you, for this year is about ecology and recycling and protecting the planet. And it's a climate of change. And it's all about, as I said, about recycling. So the projects and the classes that we're doing are geared to using recyclable and recycled materials to create art. For instance, one of the projects is to use old guitar string to make a bracelet. The big thing that I'm excited about is we're going to build a cardboard city, and we will be at the Milford Farmers Market on the 19th and the 26th with piles of cardboard boxes that we'll be handing out and information about how to do it and what to do. All of our materials this year are in Spanish and English, so they're all bilingual. And just really wanting to reach all the members of our community. And so asking folks then to take this cardboard and either make your house or a store or a building or anything out of your imagination that you can think of. And so my committee and I have created a few of these just as an example. And so I want to show you that I made, and I'm going to back up a little bit so you can see the whole thing. I made a little replica of Dolce, which is our favorite coffee shop in town. And it's made just from a cardboard box. You know, it's just a simple box. I didn't even take it apart. That's what it looks like when you're on the street. There's a little table and chairs outside, and the door opens, and so it's.
And for our listeners, I'm looking at the replica that is just as charming as the actual shop.
So, well, you know what I did was I made just a little 2D drawing of the facade, just very simple line drawing, and then proceeded to take paper and draw bricks and used some black paper for the awning and just had a lot of fun. It was so much fun to do and see this little building come to life. Mike Fleischman is one of our artists, and he works in cardboard. That's his medium. In fact, he was one of your fellowship this past year. And so he created this little art factory for us as another example of what you can do. And it's just adorable. And so we are inviting not only kids and families, we're inviting other arts and cultural events in our town to create a replica of the theater or the music school or and our downtown businesses to do the same. So we are really hoping to have a huge cardboard city that, as these come in during the month of October, we'll be assembling them in the Art League into a cardboard city.
I want to pursue this further. Let me first just quickly remind our listeners that you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Joining me remotely is Rosemary Connolly, board member of the Missikillion Art League and festival chair of the 2020 Big Draw Festival Delaware. Rosemary, back to the theme for a moment, a climate of change. For our listeners, you're wearing a great colorful t-shirt. I'm wondering, is that t-shirt available?
This was actually arrived just today from the international group with a packet of stickers and some other things that they provide to us. So I will have to let you know about that. I think they can probably go to thebigdraw.org. That's where this particular shirt would be available.
Okay, so our listeners could go to bigdraw.org and see if they could.
Yeah, and so we always... The logo and the theme come from the international. So everyone who's celebrating the big draw will be using their materials, but then personalizing it for their own community. So for instance, this says the Big Draw Festival Delaware we've added to it. And so Missikillion Art League presents the Big Draw Festival. Yeah. And this year we are partnering with the city of Milford, who were generous enough to help us out with some funding, and they are also providing materials that will be part of this art kit, some coloring books and some information and things for kids all about recycling and saving energy, and it tied right in with their old program of environmental, ecological stuff. So we're very excited about that, and they were really, really looking forward to participating with us, so.
Well, I mean, as we're recording this, wildfires are devouring the West Coast. Hurricane Sally is bearing down on Louisiana. It's the climate of change is certainly an apropos theme for this year's event. Now, back to your sort of your models that you demonstrated and what you've articulated as the activities. It's clear that this is a program to engage everybody,
yes,
regardless of their level of artistic expertise or inhibition. Exactly. Is that right? Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Can I show you something else that we, that's one of the projects that we're getting?
Sure.
Building a robot out of recycled materials.
Okay.
So Kathy Walls, in fact, one of my committee members and also a board member.
Yes.
With her grandson on Zoom, actually created this robot, and it's absolutely adorable. And we tell you how you can make these bendable arms and all that stuff. But we really hope that kids will use their own imagination and make their own particular robot. You know, it doesn't have to look just like this. This is merely an example.
But it looks like some of the basic materials are a cardboard box, a toilet.
Yep, there's soda cans down on the bottom. There's a cereal box inside, toilet paper rolls, and ice cream cup, and some medicine bottles. Aluminum pie pan. So that's the idea, is to take stuff that you might throw away and use it to create something fun. And it really is such a kick to do this. It's just so much fun. So we're really hoping that everyone will participate.
I mean, the other fascinating theme underlying is how a program like this weaves the arts into other areas. I mean, here you know, Kathy's robot design is tying science and science fiction and
right, exactly.
And just the whole environmental theme is pulling that all together. And those pieces, the buildings, just the whole art of architecture. It's really fascinating how you
Yes. all that. Yes, I've had people say, "Well, is the scale going to be the same?" No, there are no rules. You know, a relatively small box. We wouldn't want a refrigerator-sized box necessarily.
Right.
But there are no. The rules are there are no rules. It just has to be made out of cardboard and using recycled materials or materials that can be recycled. So this is something else that we have created. It's a self-guided nature photo sketch walk.
And nice, yeah.
All along the Mispillion River walk, and it points out all the different places that you can go with a map. Map that it kind of helps you to discover where all these lovely places are that you can take a photograph or sketch. We'll be including a little sketchbook in these kits, or people can bring their own if they want to sketch along the way and discover our town and our Riverwalk. And we believe that the city, after the big draw, will be utilizing this as well.
It is a charming Riverwalk. Yeah.
It is a charming Riverwalk. And there's so many little nooks and crannies that you don't necessarily know about, as you're walking through town. So that's we're pretty proud of that. And again, it's one side is Spanish and one side is English. And we hope to get that word out. We're trying our best because we're doing a lot of advertising this year because we won't be so visible out in the street where people just walking by can pop in and participate. So we're placing ads, and we are also reaching out to all the churches in the community. Pastor Paige Evers is one of my good friends, and she has contacts with all the other churches in the town. So she's passing out and emailing and sending all these flyers to them so they know we want them to participate in their families and communities to take part. There's really no limit to how many people can participate, depending on their access to the internet after our initial kits are gone.
That's great. We have a couple minutes left. So first I'd like you to share with our listeners where they can learn more about the Big Draw Festival coming up And then let's go back to those couple of dates and, you know, what those days are going to look like.
Right. Okay. They can go to our website, which is missbillionarts.org, and it's MISPILLION arts with an S .org. That's our website. And there's a whole section in there called Big Draw. So they can just click on that and they'll have the classes and all those dates and things that are there. Plus the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/the big draw DE. Okay. And if they just search for Big Draw Festival Delaware, they'll find it as well.
Okay, great. And then those dates, the 19th and 26th.
19th and 26th, we will be at the, because of COVID, everything is come in one way and go out another at the farmer's market. We will have a booth set up at the exit to the farmer's market, and they'll see piles of cardboard on the 19th and the 26th as we're talking about this cardboard city and giving out membership information and other information about classes and whatnot. And then on October 3rd, we'll be there with the art kits.
So we'll
and everything is free. I want everyone to know there's no cost for any of this. It's totally free. And so, you know, we're trying to reach everyone to participate.
Great. Will there be artists actually constructing that day, those days?
You know what? We hadn't thought about that, but that's a good thought.
You have somebody just sort of demonstrating some.
Yeah.
Cardboard.
Right.
Well, Rosemary Conley, I'm so glad that we're able to chat about this and hoping that the weather cooperates for you on those days.
Well, we have a booth, so we'll be covered.
Oh, great. Good. Excellent.
Unless it's a torrential downpour, we'll be out there.
Well, I hope we're done with most of the heavy rain.
Me too.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Rosemary Conley from the Miss Killian Art League. Check out MissPillionArts.org about the 2020 Big Draw Festival Delaware. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for your interest. We really appreciate the support.